in the gym instead of the club.
And did Bravo close the door on NeNe Leakes for good?
Plus, Anita Baker's throwing jabs at Babyface again.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Hey! All right, Tanner, so what's up first?
Guys, Pat Sajak announced he's leaving Wheel of Fortune after 40 years!
Wow!
Sad.
Oh. Me love you long time.
Yeah.
The 76-year-old made the shocking announcement on Twitter. He wrote, "Well, the time has come. I've decided that our 41st season, which begins in September, will be my last." Aww. Now, it's currently unclear who's going to take over his spot, but fans have suggested his daughter, country singer Maggie Sajak, could fill his shoes. Now, what do y'all think about this? Are you sad to hear this longtime game show?
Yeah, it seems like he kind of comes with the show. Like, when you think about that show, you think about him and Vanna White together on a Batman and Robin tip. I don't know about the daughter, though.
How come I didn't realize he was 76, though?
Yeah, he looks good.
Yes, he does.
He's getting it together in the offseason.
40 years? Damn, that's a long time.
Yeah, I'm going to start watching it.
What black game show host you noticed lasted that long?
None.
Nobody. Really? Well, you know, Steve Harvey has had a long run.
He ain't hit 40, though,
ain't 40.
It's
not 40. How long his family?
He just kind of clocked in.
Yeah.
Like 10 years. Right?
Well, Wayne Brady, he has that one show he does. That,
no, that's Make a Deal.
Wayne
Brady is all the way black, though.
Yes, he is.
Really? We're not making him
Did
a plate?
Did you just revoke his card?
Not his card, but you know,
he's different. He's different.
He grew up with the white people. Kind
he might bring the potato salad with the raisins.
Yeah.
No, guys. Just because Wayne Brady got the spicy mayo.
No, he's like a real brother in real life.
Well, Nick Cannon has taken a shot at 50 Cent over his weight, and apparently Nick wants all the smoke because he took jabs at 5th during Friday's episode of his Daily Cannon podcast while discussing 50 and his ex-girlfriend Vivica Fox. Check it out.
He is fat. He looks like he got a pack of hot dogs in the back of his neck.
Why, though?
Wait, yeah.
What did you...
Where, everybody like, huh?
Well, you know, like, I mean, he is a comedian. The comedians take jabs at people, but, you know, 50 jab back, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I hope this spills onto the internet. Now, it isn't 100% clear if this is related to Nick, but 5th took to IG and posted a photo of a quote that said, "It's never luck, it's always God." And then he captioned it with, "If your marketing campaign is say something about 50, you're not gonna make it. Have a nice day."
Oh, wow.
So that means he's not gonna entertain it.
Yeah.
And he's not gonna say anything back, because the more he talks back, the more light it gets.
Exactly. Right, right. Mm-hmm. Not enough people know that lesson. You know what I'm saying?
This is true.
Yeah, someone once said if you howl at the moon, like the moon ain't gonna bark back, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. No, the saying goes, if the moon is the star and the dog, honey, barks at the moon and the moon barks back, what does that make the dog?
What?
A star.
Yeah, you got the longer version. I bought mine from
a
bus.
That's too long.
Yeah, I know too long, but that's the way it goes.
Something else.
I think I read mine on a fortune cookie. It was way shorter.
You didn't
It was way shorter.
All right, well, moving on. Y'all love to keep me in trouble with these housewives, child. All right, well, baby, this time it's the Real Housewives of Atlanta producers that caused an uproar with fans after erasing Miss NeNe Leakes from a flashback.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Here goes my Twitter. All right. So the newest episode opened with the current cast portrait before switching to the cast photo from 2011 season 4, which included NeNe, Sheree, Cynthia, Phaedra, Kim, and Miss Candy, darling. Now, however, NeNe, who officially left the show in 2020, was clearly missing from the picture despite standing on the far right side of Phaedra in the original, leaving many fans to call out the network for their apparent diss.
Oh,
Lord God. Yeah. Well, Miss NeNe caught shade, she clapped back and she tweeted,
"You know she did,
baby. Yeah. I'm expecting mine. Thank you, Tweety Pies, for all of your DMs and comments. I see everything you're sending to me. It's really just a shame people can do these things and get away with it if you only really knew."
Oh,
whoa. Uh-oh. Oh.
But we just gotta pray, though, because, I mean, she could always create her own show.
Wait, hold up. What would one of y'all do? Oh, my gosh. Gary, what would you do if somebody's looking back?
You got watermelons on your shirt.
Bitch, nah. You seen that? Okay. Girl, we already discussed that, girl. Thanks, you are
100.
That's right.
That's your Juneteenth shirt.
Yeah.
Girl,
the fact
that you noticed
honey.
It just
we're
now.
I tried to help you. Emma, I was here for
you. I just realized I had worked this one in a long time.
He did it, bro. I told him he did it.
What is going on? Tanner, now's the time you remind everybody what your mama name is.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Shondana. Shondana.
Your mama name is Shondana. I can wait.
He said he was going to let us have it today, bitch. First day of Juneteenth.
What is going on?
What you don't know is, like, before you walked in the room, maybe, like, 20 minutes before you walked in, Gary collected me on it already. I just had to know.
He gathered you.
Yeah, he gathered me on it.
He collected me.
Because if a black person wore a shirt with all watermelons on it, we can sign out for that too.
I never crossed my mind, never thought anything about it. I just really thought I had worn it in a while.
No, well, you wore it today, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
See you next winter.
All right, y'all. Last week, Miss Anita Baker was clapping back at Twitter trolls who said she always has beef with the men she's on tour with, including Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. Mm. Well, this week, Babyface's fans have been coming for her. So Anita asked him to intervene. And there was an interesting name for the obsessed fans, for his obsessed fans. Anita tweeted, "Kenny's crazies are online bullies. Babyface, please call off your fans. I have been only kind and supportive of you as the special guest slash support on my tour." She's even shared a poster from the tour to show that Babyface is a support act and not a co-headliner. God. If that wasn't enough, she tried to throw him under the bus by tweeting, "She hates Beyonce. He hates Beyonce as well."
Wow. I am loving this third quarter heel turn by Anita Baker. Anita Baker, you know what I'm saying? It brings a new meaning to the word rapture. You know what I'm saying? Which is one of her biggest tunes.
I just want to know, what does Beyonce have to do with this?
Well, she like kind of like dry snitched on him to get him jumped by the beehive. I hope he's not allergic to bee stings because they're coming. Even like even if like he doesn't have, even if he has the chance and tries to clean it up, they still coming.
Yeah. Wait, does he doesn't actually hate Beyonce?
I don't think
anyone would say that publicly.
Yeah. He wasn't her angel after all, so.
I like how in this poster, her eyes were watching God in this poster.
From beginning to end, 365 days in a year, she wants the same old love.
All right, y'all, we're moving along. Yesterday, we talked about 43-year-old Khalees possibly dating Ghostbusters star 72-year-old Bill Murray after a photo of them together went viral. Y'all remember that? Definitely loved that. Well, the internet did some digging, as they do, and they posed a theory that Khalees might just be dating Bill to troll her ex-husband. But Nas, because he's a huge Ghostbusters fan, right?
Oh,
you look back, he created the line of Ghostbusters shoes with Fila a few years back and even posed in full Ghostbusters gear with the Ectomobile, the Ecto-1. And Khalees might have confirmed that it's all a gag. She responded to someone on IG by saying, "Everyone's dumb and will believe everything, but the best part is we are both blessed, rich, and happy, so who's really laughing?"
Oh. Who rich?
She's rich.
Bill Murray's rich. Nas got to be rich.
Bye, Brett. I'm not doing this one.
No, I didn't even know she wrote Milkshake.
And she also has that farming thing she does.
Yeah,
so
she's a
like,
farmer.
You know,
okay.
Rich in agriculture.
I was like, did Milkshake do that?
Bye, Brad. Oh, my God. No,
she has
delicious olive oil, though, I'm telling y'all. That milk with gold is amazing.
Okay. Mm.
Like, she could be like the new Lando Lake lady. Like, she always
delicious.
Like posting on Instagram out in her field and stuff with her, like, you know, crops in her garden and stuff.
I don't know about that, but I'm telling you, that olive oil I can definitely stand by.
Really? It's but I don't like
delicious.
The idea
well,
she's kind of being snobby, saying they both rich and happy. I mean, we didn't even know she was rich.
I don't think it's to get back at Nas, though. That's very petty and
stupid.
Yeah,
they
both have moved on.
Nas
is
like
really
have y'all ever, like,
Nas could care less.
Have y'all ever, like, tried to get up on an ex by being seen with somebody you know they liked?
No,
it just
care.
Happens that way. Like, happiness and success is the sweetest revenge.
It really is. Yeah.
You don't have to say anything.
Yeah. Nothing.
Okay.
All right. Up next, honey, Kanye West is serving fish, baby. Ooh. But no, honey, he's not in drag. So find out what I'm talking about after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Happy
birthday is in order for Kanye West. He just celebrated his 46th birthday in L.A. So surprisingly, y'all, his party was not full of A-listers, but Chloe Bailey and Ty Dolla $ign pulled up to celebrate Ye, along with wife Bianca Sensory and his firstborn Northwest.
Oh.
And we know Yeezy is full of surprises, y'all. So he served his guests a Japanese-inspired sushi dinner on the body of a nude model spread all out on a table.
Oh.
Now, if this sounds familiar, it probably is, because movies movies like Sex and the City and sitcom It's Always Sunny have done this before, but some fans were disgusted and called this culinary display misogynistic. Whoa. But it's actually a native tradition in Japan, y'all. Now, is this a big deal to y'all or no?
It was the first time I saw it. The more I started seeing it, like, in the wild, I was like, oh, this is a thing.
You've seen it in the wild, wild?
No, like, in, like, the wild World Wide Web.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not, like, up close and personal, like, but, like, to see it multiple occasions and know it's a thing, I'm intrigued. I'd try it.
Yeah, well, I think it's a big deal. They did this when I was on The Surreal Life, like, in the 90s.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they do it with men?
Yeah, they can do it with men or women.
I would have to have a man live there, probably have a sausage party.
Some pranks or something.
Yeah, some sushi. Fish.
Just Gary with
fish on fish.
Just chopsticks.
That's nasty.
Poke it on some guy.
Fish on fish.
I know. That's.
I don't want that.
Now, I'm zooming in on here, and one thing I don't see is wasabi, which is very customary to have with your sushi. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if there was, like, an incident that took place in previous years, you know, to where, like, they decided not to, because, man, just imagine if some wasabi got, you're like, in your Mojave.
Ooh. You know, not wasabi in the Mojave.
Wasabi in the Mojave,
you
yo.
Don't.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Moving on to...
What a fashion!
And baby, Jack Harlow and I, honey, have something in common, honey. Oh. We're both black women.
Oh,
yes, I switched up, honey. Yes, bitch. So Jack, honey, was fighting, honey, at a soccer game in a bonnet. Oh. Now, mine is rainbow for Pride Month, but his is black. And, honey, he seems like he loves, honey, his new look.
Now, he might like it, but black women everywhere, primarily in the ATL airport, are not feeling him stealing their style. Now, someone mentioned if they see a bunch of Caucasian kids running around in a bonnet, Jack is going to have some explaining need to do.
I think this looks cute on him.
Really?
Gary. Yeah.
Yes, honey.
I don't have a problem with a bonnet. Okay?
You don't?
It's Monique with the problem with the bonnet.
You wear bonnets in public?
I would wear a bonnet in public, especially if I just got my hair fresh and don't want it to be seen yet. I want it to stay fresh.
Exactly.
In a heartbeat, I would wear it.
But on Jack Harlow?
Yeah.
So y'all don't care if I sit here on Dish Nation, didn't get my hair done, and I had a bonnet on?
If that's what you felt like doing.
I'm going to do that tomorrow. Let's look at these comments.
I will so join you. Well,
yo, but you don't wear a bonnet tomorrow.
They'll say something to you, but not I, said this rich woman.
Okay. I want to see Tana with a bonnet.
I don't know.
But hell, you're still with a watermelon shirt on.
Well, we got some old-fashioned choices to question, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Miss Lupita Nyong'o and her tatas, along with some henna-painted hair, made an appearance on the red carpet at the Tony Awards this past weekend.
Mm.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Lupita strutted in front of the cameras with the detailed, real-life-inspired silver chest mold with no shame.
No shame?
Mm. Yes. Are y'all feeling this combo of silver boobs and henna hair?
The top looks really nice. I thought it was real cute. If they would have been a little bit more perkier, it would have been a little bit more up.
They could use some cheering up.
Not cheering up, HK.
She's setting a trend, honey. I could see you in one of those, Brad. You are too tame. Y'all could wear something like that.
Yeah, I would make mine bigger than I actually am, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have to borrow a bonnet from the rich woman over here. Because I don't have one.
Because I'd make you a silver one to match your chest plate.
Up next, Khloe Kardashian had a change of heart when it comes to her son's name and last name. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, now we know that Khloe Kardashian's 10-month-old son's name is Tatum Thompson, but it seems that that wasn't the original plan.
Mm.
The child was initially listed as Baby Kardashian, maybe because of Tristan's baby with Marilee Nichols.
Ooh.
But Khloe eventually decided on the name Tatum and changed the baby's last name to Thompson.
You just gotta give people time to not be mad.
But to me, I would have named my child Kardashian Thompson, maybe. You don't name the baby Tatum Thompson. She should, because Kardashian, to keep the name, there's not going to be any more Kardashians if Rob doesn't have any more kids.
So you're not saying they're not going to get married?
You know, he's not marrying them. None of them got married, but Kanye and Kim, and they barely stayed
married.
But
don't Rob got a kid with Black China? Ain't that
and
they got a kid, yeah.
But there's no more boys to carry on the Kardashian name.
Oh, they're
the
girl.
So Black China baby's the only one with the Kardashian last name, technically.
Yeah, if they let her keep it, that's the good thing.
Oh, they going to try to take it?
They're going to revoke the name?
They don't like it. I mean, say more, Logan. Why you didn't give Logan last name as Braxton to keep the Braxton name going on with the boys?
Because that was my husband and not my baby daddy.
Oh!
A little different. different.
Talk your talk.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No diss to nobody. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you got a point.
I tried it, though.
Yeah.
I did. I tried to put his name in his middle name.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, no.
It didn't flow?
No. He was like, yeah, no.
Oh.
All right, Rachel Bilson may be an actress, but there's one place she doesn't act, and that's in the bedroom.
Okay.
Rachel revealed earlier this year that she hadn't had an orgasm from penetration until she was 38 years old.
Oh, poor God.
Poor thing.
That's a long time.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, and now she's revealed that she's never even faked the big O for anyone. Rachel went on to say that she starts to go into a people-pleasing mode, but questions, is she wrong for never faking it for her partner, even though she's all about pleasing her man and putting him first in the bedroom.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you're people pleasing, then how do you not fake it for him?
Exactly.
You're trying to please him, so you just act like nothing happened?
Well, I think sometimes just physically being there, you're pleasing the other person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're not getting anything out of it.
If you and your partner, and you don't, I mean, and you know, what you call it?
Orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Orgasm, or you know, whatever, climax. The partner gonna feel like they ain't do nothing.
Yeah,
exactly. They gonna feel incompetent. Like, I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, you know, women don't tell dudes what they want and vice versa. And sometimes y'all don't make it to the finish line at the same time, if ever.
Communication. It's communication.
But you better stick
so
around
important.
Until they do.
Yeah.
Exactly. You
sometimes it's
you
a race.
Quit. You
and that's what they do.
Is that what you do?
No.
How would you feel if you were her ex, though? Because she's just, like, ratted on all of y'all.
I feel bad for her.
That's terrible.
That's why you're the ex then, him. Yeah. So.
I wonder if, like, now she... Okay, so evidently she's not single. She's seeing somebody. They must be having good chemistry for her to feel open about talking about this now.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like, it's one thing to see the Grand Canyon on paper. Yeah. It's another thing to visit the Grand Canyon, and she's finally visited the Grand Canyon. So now she's like, oh, damn. I've been, like, I've been in assimilation this whole time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Meanwhile, her ex-boyfriends are probably sitting in the dark room, like, listening to Hello Darkness, My Old Friend, because, like, damn, you wasn't doing nothing.
Let me tell you.
Coming up, find out how one lady came back from the dead, literally. That story when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so...
Dish is it.
Now, one woman has shocked the world by coming back to life. Moments before her own funeral.
Okay.
Now, Bella Montoya was declared dead after suffering a cardiorespiratory arrest at a hospital in Ecuador, and she was immediately placed in a coffin and sent to a funeral home where her funeral would be held later that night, which is pretty customary in some countries, right? Well, Bella spent 4 hours in the coffin until her family started to hear movement coming from inside the coffin.
Mm.
Now, they opened the coffin and found Bella not only breathing, but she was also moving around.
Jesus.
Then they realized Bella was obviously still very much alive, so she was sent back to the hospital, where she's now recovering. I think when you're a certain level of old, like, some people are like, yep, she did. You know what I'm saying? And just go with the rest of the process. Just imagine, like, how many people were probably buried in America that were still alive because we do all the extra things that we do, like embalming people. Like,
that means she ain't had no family.
They must have gave her some ginger ale or something, and it just finally kicked in, honey, because, you know, black people think ginger ale kills everything, honey.
Is that,
why do we think that? Where did that come from?
Is that real?
I don't know.
It does taste like medicine.
Real water
it tastes like medicine at that.
They say maybe this girl heard her man was about to go through her phone.
So she woke up. Oh, that's one way.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.